About 20 years ago, the Christian group New Song came out with a wonderful tune called He Did What I Couldn't Do. In it, they share the foundation of what Jesus' sacrifice for mankind achieved. The song goes, He did what I couldn't do, went to the cross so I could be forgiven. He spent 3 days in the grave to make my life worth living. And the wonder of salvation is I could never be good enough. He did what I couldn't do. We have a theological word for what Jesus did, and that is atonement. In fact, a substitutionary atonement. You don't find that word very often in the New Testament, but it's scattered all over the Old Testament. It is the idea that one thing carries the offense for the other. You see, many times where a bull, a goat, or a lamb was offered to provide a payment for a person or a nation's sins, the offering did what the sinner could never do. As New Song explained, Jesus did what we couldn't do. And on Good Friday, we remembered and celebrated with gratitude the wonder of His atonement for all sin, past, present, and future. Leviticus 17:11 puts it this way, For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. The late R.C. Sproul once put it this way, The idea of being the substitute in offering an atonement to satisfy the demands of God's law for others was something Christ understood as His mission from the moment He entered this world and took upon Himself a human nature. He came from heaven as the gift of the Father for the express purpose of working out redemption as our substitute, doing for us what we could not possibly do for ourselves. May each of us take time, not only on Good Friday, but every day, to praise God for doing what we could never do ourselves.